your event going?
It went great. We had some great support. You know, really excited about how it turned out. We'll find out today, final numbers, but better than we could hope for.
What does it mean to you to be able to do that and give back?
It means a great deal. I feel like, you know, I've said several times, I feel like, you know, being a professional athlete in the NFL, you're blessed and you have a lot of resources that a lot of people don't have. And you see lives being affected by something like Hurricane Matthew. People are trying to rebuild. They've lost everything that they've had. And to be able to give of your time, give of your resources to try to help them find a fresh start definitely means a lot to me and my wife and my family. So we were really excited about last night.
Variety of reports that your wife's a better bowler than you.
Those reports are false.
Can you talk about the challenge of going into Buffalo? And that special teams unit has been a handful for, seems like, as long as you've been here.
Difficult place to play. Their fans are great. They really get behind their team. And they've been playing really well now. So we know it's going to be tough to go in there. In the kicking game, Lorenzo Alexander, yeah, he leads the league in sacks, obviously, but he's still an elite player in the kicking game. He hasn't come off any phases there. And they just have a lot of guys that buy in, similar to us. You know, a lot of guys buying in, obviously starters playing in the kicking game. Brendan Tate's doing a tremendous job. So it's going to be tough for us. And I think in the first game, it was a little bit of back and forth. So, you know, there was some good, and then there was some not so good. So we got some things that we need to work on, and hopefully we'll be ready on Sunday.
Matthew, how do you take the not so good? You know, does that factor at all in the second meeting here, what happened pregame and everything else?
No. You know, that was that game. It's got no bearing on this game. You know, we're just going to focus on going out and playing football. They came in here and did what they needed to do the first game, and we didn't have an answer for them. So hopefully we can keep that from happening again.
Has there been any talk, Matthew, about keeping your composure and making sure that what happened pregame doesn't, you know, fit into the game plan or motivate anybody in a wrong way this week?
Well, so, I mean, you know, we've always got to be able to keep our composure out there. You know, football is a game of high emotions, as we've discussed several times, but you got to be able to control those emotions. You know, and ultimately, the only thing that matters is how you execute in between the white. And, you know, last time they came out here and out-executed us, regardless of what went on before the game, they beat us. So hopefully, like I said, we can do enough to prevent that from happening again.
If you talk about Tom being back in this regard, if there's any silver lining of him missing four games, he's only three games into it, so he's talking about being a little bit fresher, you know, than he normally would be.
Well, if he feels fresher, that's great. I mean, you know, I know Tom does a great job taking care of himself, regardless of the situation. So, and obviously, as I've said, we're thrilled to have him back. His leadership and the way he's, you know, elevated everyone's play around him. So, but if he says he's fresher, then hey, that's great.
Matthew, how do you? You've been doing this a while now. How do you approach? What's different about the second game? Whether you win or lose, just going against an opponent in your division the second time, what's different most of the time?
You know, it's tough. When you play a divisional opponent, especially year after year, they know your strengths, they know your weaknesses. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of surprising. You know, you're not going to surprise them with something you do or something new. You're not going to drastically change what you do physically all of a sudden. So I think it really comes down to execution and knowing what you have to do and being able to try to go out there and execute it, because these guys know our personnel, we know their personnel, and it's going to be a hard football game.
Matthew, Brendan Tate's coming off a good game against Miami. Your thoughts on him?
Brendan's a tremendous player. I have a lot of respect for him, having played with him, knowing how he works, knowing how he prepares, knowing how he views the return game. And you don't last in this league for as long as he has without having some great qualities about yourself. And Brandon's got some great qualities as a returner back there. He knows what he's doing. He knows what to look for. He's smart. He makes good decisions with the ball in his hand. So, you know, he poses a lot of problems. And he's a strong runner. He's hard to tackle. So we've got to be ready for him. as you said, he's got it rolling right now. I think he's playing really well, so we have to do a good job on him.
As a special teams captain, I know this is not specifically what you are doing, but do you ever pull Steven aside when he's had struggles like he has in the kicking game and talk to him? Is that your role at all as a special teams captain?
You know, I don't necessarily think it's my role. I've stated before that I think we all have a job to do, and the number one focus needs to be on every man doing his job. You know, I have a lot of faith in Steven. He's a true professional, and he's been doing this for a long time. And it's not by accident that he's ended up in his 11th year with everything that he's accomplished. So, you know, as Steven, along with every other guy on this team, we support them. We stand behind them. I don't think much needs to be said between Steven and I. We've had several conversations over the years about these types of situations, and, you know, it is what it is. It's football, and things like this are going to happen. But, you know, everybody needs to just focus on doing their job, and certainly I need to do that as well.
All right, guys. Thanks.